A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But here in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition!
Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. And because of our traditions, every one of us knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed the wife and children, say his daily prayers. And who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home?
The papa!
I hear they picked a bride for me, I hope she's pretty.
The sons, the sons. Tradition, the sons, the sons. Tradition.
And who does Mama teach to mend and tend and fix? Preparing me to marry whoever Papa picks.
The daughters, the daughters. Tradition, the daughters, the daughters. Tradition.
All day and night.
As three eyes start and three want to do and share and learn and tradition.
The right hand must go to the right.
In the circle of our little village, we've always had our special types. For instance, Yente, the matchmaker.
Avram, I have a perfect match for your son, a wonderful girl.
Who is it?
Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter.
Rachel? But she can hardly see, she's almost blind.
Tell the truth, Avram. Is your son so much to look at? The way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
And Reb Nachum, the beggar?
Alms for the poor, alms for the poor.
Here, Reb Nachum, is one kopeck.
One kopeck? Last week you gave me two kopecks.
I had a bad week.
So, if you had a bad week, why should I suffer?
And most important, our beloved Rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar? Of course.
May God bless and keep the Tsar
far away from us.
Then there are the others in our village. They make a much bigger circle. His honor, the constable. His honor, the priest. His honor, many, many others. We don't bother them. And so far, they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we always got along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time when he sold him a horse, but delivered a mule. But it's all settled now. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
No. It was a mule.
No,
it
please.
Was a horse.
It was a mule.
Please,
it
not
was
now.
A horse.
Leave
it was a
horse. Horse. Please, not now. Do me a favor.
Please.
Right now. Tradition, tradition. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.